This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell, and our guests today are the members of the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra Brass Quintet, and they are represented by their spokestrombonist, Ed Barr. Hi, Ed.
Hello.
Can you tell us who the rest of your colleagues are in the quintet?
Yes, we have Vern Campbell on trumpet, Pat Yarvey on trumpet, Bev Eisenbarger on horn, myself on trombone, and Carl Hawkins on tuba.
So tell us a little bit about the history of this particular quintet and how you got together.
This quintet has basically been in existence about 5 years. We had a concert about 6 years ago that did some various brass works, but this basically got established when the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra started having more chamber music concerts, and we decided to take part in those with brass quintet. And so it's roughly 5-6 years ago. And we performed everything, duets, trios, quartets, as well as quintet music.
And how do you choose the music that you're going to play?
Well, that's good. A couple of us have enough experience playing in quintets before to have a good idea of the basic repertoire. So we can always choose some that we know are performed. And there are listings of what's been performed, what's been recorded, which you can refer to those always to find out. But I think each of us, particularly two of us in this group, continually are exposed to different brass quintet music, and we're able to keep up on what has just come out to try to do some different arrangements of things.
So you'll be giving a recital this Sunday as part of the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra's Sunday series recitals. What kind of music will you be playing on that concert?
On that concert, we're starting out with the Fire Dance by Anthony DiLorenzo, then White Rose Elegy by Caleb Hudson, the Music Hall Suite by Joseph Horowitz and Alexander's Ragtime Band by Early Vern Berlin, arranged by Arthur Frackenpole.
And you're going to give us a preview of some of those pieces right now. You folks are going to start out with the Music Hall Suite of Joseph Horowitz, music performed by the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra Brass Quintet in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you.
Music Hall Suite of Joseph Horovitz, performed in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio by the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra Brass Quintet. And Ed Barr, the trombonist, is also the spokesperson for the group. Ed, everyone in the group has a 9-to-5 gig, more or less, as it were, outside of playing their instrument. So how do you find time to get together and practice?
We mostly practice on weekends, on Saturday or Sunday, and occasionally in evening rehearsals. Since a couple of us are retired, we have an easier schedule, but the others are very busy teaching school and working in medical business.
And are all of your rehearsals for a specific performance, or do you just get together and jam, even if you don't have a recital coming up?
Usually for a specific performance, yes. Our fundamental performances are connected with the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra, although we have done a few others.
And you folks are tied pretty closely to the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra. Do you see yourselves kind of making a break for it and going out on your own, separate from that?
We haven't thought of that yet, but that can always happen. We haven't said no to anything yet.
Once everyone's retired, then maybe you can take it on the road. Okay, well, we're going to hear one more piece in anticipation of your concert. This is Irving Berlin's Alexander's Ragtime Band, arranged by Arthur Frackenpohl, performed by the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra Brass Quintet here in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. Thank you. Alexander's Ragtime Band, music of Irving Berlin, arranged by Arthur Frackenpohl and performed by the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra Brass Quintet in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. You can hear the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra Brass Quintet perform this Sunday as part of the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra's Sunday series recitals. That performance will take place at the First Congregational Church in Charlevoix and starts at 4 p.m. Visit glcorchestra.org for more information. Vern, Pat, Bev, Ed, Carl, the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra Brass Quintet, thanks so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you for having us.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. IPR's executive director is Peter Payette. Thanks to Judy Zorn. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.